Well, firstly, many congratulations. By all accounts, you had a tougher time than some may have expected. But I see you've tweeted, "We learn, we grow, we improve," with a little bit of blood thrown in there, and that sums it up.
Yeah, you know, that's the way it is. It's the game that we're in, and you know, a lot of people might have looked on paper this fight and picked me as a big favorite, but you know, I knew the type of fighter that I was getting was kind of Freddie Hernandez. He's a great fighter, a very experienced fighter. You know, he's been around the block a long time. He's fought for the world title. He's been in with multiple world champions and gone the distance with them as well, you know, so I knew I was in for a good test on Thursday night, and that's what it was, and that's the way that we learn and that we grow in this game, is by getting in with these lads and not picking guys that we get in there with and knock them over inside two or three rounds, you know, because that does us no favours, it does us no good. And I'm delighted with the experience that I gained on Thursday night. Most importantly, being undefeated, staying NABF middleweight champion.
Yep. Now, was it tougher than you expected?
Yeah. Well, you know, you get in there and you can never. This sport of boxing is a very unpredictable game, you know. And I thought, you know, looking at the long career Freddie Hernandez had, I thought he might have tired a wee bit sooner than what he did, but he came on strong in the middle phase of the round, you know. Maybe that's a sign of me switching off a little bit in the middle stage of the fight as well. It could possibly have happened because, you know, everything went according to plan at the start of the fight. First four, five rounds were all going smoothly, and, you know, I was finding it very easy and finding it very comfortable. And then maybe as I switched off a little bit, he switched on, and that was his game plan, to come on strong in the middle later part of the fight. And you get a lot of Mexicans like that, you know, that's a game plan that they have. They're known for that, to take a few shots at the start and just come on strong near the end. And that's exactly what he did. But, you know, I'm lucky that I have put in the work, I have lived a good life, and, you know, that I went in there fully prepared, and I was able to finish the fight strong and finish the fight on top.
And just tell us the cut you received in the fourth round. How much concern was there in your corner when you went in at the end of the fourth?
To be honest, there was no mention, or there was no talk of the cut. The blood wasn't streaming into my eyes. There was no real blood running down my face or anything like that there. So my corner man, Simon, the cuts guy, worked the cuts very well, kept it from stop bleeding and running down my face and everything like that. So the cuts never even really became an issue until I got out of the fight and the doctor checked me and he says, "Oh, you have a cut there." It was just kind of, maybe in the heat of the moment, I knew at one stage I had a cut, but it was nothing serious. It didn't affect the performance, didn't affect the fight in any way. But Freddie's cut was a lot more worse than mine's. It was just right above the eye, and it was kind of dripping down into his eye, and obviously that was a target for me then after that.
Well, back in May, you were up to third spot in the WBC rankings, and talk of mega fights to come. Looking ahead now, the time scale, how soon do you think your next fight will be, and any indications as to who the opponent could be?
We just have to go back now. I'm still in Fantasy Springs here, and I'm just really chilling out, enjoying myself at the minute. We're heading back down to LA today, and I'm going to be down there for a few days as well, just to chill out, relax. But obviously, my management team and Golden Boy is based and in LA as well. So we're going to shoot back down into LA now today, and I have a meeting with the Golden Boy and my manager, Team Sphere Sports, on Monday morning, and we're going to pave the way out now for the next fights coming up. And the plan is now to stay active, to stay busy. Another two or three more fights, like my last one, you know, good experience, lads, gaining that vital experience, but most importantly, getting that activity. I don't want to be out of the ring as long as 6 months again or as long as a year again. I want to stay busy. You know, every 2 to 3 months, I want to have a fight, and the plan is end of next year, a massive fight.
Yeah, so within 12 months, is a world title fight, is that a possibility?
Yeah, of course. Definitely a possibility, and why not? We just have to keep our eye on the ball and take it one fight at a time, and that's my job. That's up to me to do, not to look too far down the line. That's why we'll have the meeting now with Golden Boy and Share Sports on Monday morning in LA. And we'll talk to them, let them and myself plan it out. And once we have the plan and on paper and set in stone, we're going to go with that. But I'm just going to be taking it one fight at a time. And then when the shot arises, I'll be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, 15 professional wins. And as a result of that, partly, it does mean more media attention. That's all part of the whole package. And you were in Canada before you went to California, and I saw you being interviewed there. In the last few days, you've been on RTE with Game On with Hugh Cahill, Off the Ball. The whole media side of things will keep building, but you're conscious of the importance of that, and you seem to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, of course. You know, this is a difficult and it's a tough sport. You know, we slog it out in the gym, you know, all the time, and we're in the ring putting in the hard to get poured in from the media, and you know, most importantly, the people at home and in Ireland. It's absolutely unbelievable. And you know, this comes with the territory. Sometimes it gets a little bit new to me every fight. You know, I notice every fight getting bigger and bigger. You know, the media attention and everything like that getting bigger and bigger. And it's something that you have to control, but you also have to know that it's very important. And it gets the name out there. It gets people knowing what's going on as well. Most importantly, back at home and around the country, is because, you know, LA can be a fire distance away, but you know, with the likes of media now and social media, it's unbelievable. And yes, of course, it's very important, and I'm very appreciative of the Irish media and the Irish attention. It's very nice to have, you know.
Yeah, and as you've mentioned, because of social media and the internet, I see Shay Given has congratulated you. You've congratulated Finn Harps, and certain loads of other comments. And great also that, again, the Donegal fans out there, the likes of Peter O'Donnell, and no doubt when you look out at the end of the fight and down from at ringside and you see those Irish flags and those Donegal faces, that does mean so much to you.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I grew up watching Ireland and the football and everything like that, and the likes of Shane Given and Robbie Keane, you know, the two lads have been messaging me, and also McLean there from Derry's been messaging me, and you know, the support's unbelievable. And you might look at these people as, you know, celebrities and things like this here, but at the end of the day, we're all in sport. We're all working hard, driving hard to do the best we can, and to have the support from these lads that are up there as well, and it's even at a high level. Have that experience, unbelievable, and then of course having Wee Peter and us and everyone out here at the fight, it was unbelievable. You know, to fight, you walk down the reception, they're all there wishing you and congratulating you all the best going into the fight. And you know, it's heartwarming, to be honest. You know, especially being away here in LA, sometimes you can feel that you're far away, but I never feel far away no more, because I have great support, and LA is like second home to me. And it's unbelievable, the support. And, you know, as everyone knows, the Donegal people get behind ourselves very much so.